We're Alive would like to thank the SAG Foundation's Don LaFontaine VoiceOver Lab for their contribution to the show.
This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 23. The Devil's Workshop. Part 1 of 3.
They're coming from both ways!
Into the hall!
There's nowhere to go!
Quick, in here!
There's no way out! We're trapped in here!
Okay, well, I don't even know where to begin. It's still like a jumble in my head. Let me go back a little further. Saul had been gone for a few hours after he ran away from us at LAX. I tried repeatedly to get him over the walkie-talkie, but he wasn't responding, that little prick.
We don't need him right now.
Pick up, dammit. I know you can hear me.
Come on, Burke, give it up. You sure that thief can even reach him?
If the walkie doesn't, he still has a CB. He hears us.
Then he ain't listening, so help me out with these fuel drums.
I don't understand it. He just doesn't have a clue where she is. I thought he was starting to wise up.
Okay, now you need to turn this lever and it'll set down slowly.
Okay, here it is. So I would turn it like that, right?
You'll get the feel of how much you need to turn it as it begins to lower itself.
Hey, how's it coming? You've been at it for hours and it looks the same.
I'm trying something else. The clamp didn't work. The hydraulic reservoir has a hole still and...
I don't get all the techno mumbo jumbo. You check with Flyboy, he might...
I wouldn't know where to begin to fix something like that. I'm not a mechanic. But if he can get the bullet-ridden generator to work, he should be able to fix that.
But if the generator breaks, we don't fall thousands of feet.
Good point. Take your time.
Here, take this, Pez. I want you to read through it the best you can while we're gone. When you're done with it, you can help Victor clean the back.
Well, there might not be need for that. It's smelling pretty good back here. It's still stained, but we can't do much about that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, it's better than it was.
If you got nothing for me to do here, then just let me go on the mission.
For the last time, no! Michael says you stay here and protect everything. We need somebody who can handle themselves with a gun, watching over these two.
Hey!
You're focusing on fixing the chopper. You'll be faster if you're not looking over your shoulder every 60 seconds or so.
You could use me out there.
Oh, we could, but we can't.
I'm a hell of a lot better than Riley.
She's been to the hospital before and knows the place better than anyone else. From what I hear, it's a damn dangerous place to be messing around.
Hey, don't go chickening out on me.
Hey, I'll have you know that I fought off the big one at the base that time. He was running around chasing Angel. That was my plan. It was everything I thought of.
I don't remember much else about the conversation after that. Something about Kalani having been in dangerous situations like this before. Blah, blah, blah. I'll just get to the part where we pick up Angel and Riley.
Hey, guys.
You ready to go?
So, anyway, we pick him up at the tower and we all pile into one of the SUVs. It was a bit cramped. Kalani, myself, Angel, and Riley, and we're headed off to the hospital. See, the scouts saw this other helicopter on the roof, you see, and since we needed a second one, we had no idea if it would fly. Oh, wait. We talked about this on the way there. That's right.
We don't know if it can fly, but there's a good chance it will.
How do you know?
It's a medevac chopper. They would take care of it.
But it's been sitting for a while there. I mean, what if it's like some of the cars? They won't start.
Cars still start? How do you think we were able to get this one?
Not unless you find the key. Look, whatever. I'm not going to go over this with you again. The point is, you think it would start? Do we need to bring anything just in case it doesn't? Does it need a key?
Yes, it'll start. And yes, the keys aren't likely to be too far from it. It's not personally owned.
Well, I'm guessing it's like a military vehicle where they have a checkout log and keys nearby.
I'm just thinking of what we'll run into before we're there.
Well, Kalani and I talked it over before we pick you up, and we should be good. Just in case, I got a few emergency plans.
You have plans? Who's running this show?
Well, I thought I was. But when I talked to Michael on the radio, he made it seem like I was in charge of this.
Oh yeah, then why did he send me?
extra gun?
Maybe you got your lines crossed. You spoke over the radio. Maybe you were confused.
Does it matter, Reedy?
Not really.
I guess not. But I thought Bert was done leading things.
We just need a backup plan for it not starting.
Well, I was thinking not all of us had to go inside. Two stay out by the car, and two head up to the roof. Less people, less attention.
So who's coming with me? I assume I have to be one of those two.
Well, who would you want?
Angel, if you wouldn't mind?
I guess not.
Well, that means you and I are waiting outside.
Don't move me out either. I have a full quiver of arrows if you want to be quiet in there.
I have a silenced MP5 from the colony, so we won't need your bow.
You never know. And my bow makes no sound. That still makes some. Hey, get ready. We're almost there.
Already? We were just at the tower.
The hospital isn't far from us.
Which one is it? Anyone I'd know?
You would if you'd been paying attention when we were talking earlier.
I was thinking about the bird.
Kane General Hospital.
It's a big place.
How big?
We're still a couple blocks away and you can already see it. Look.
Oh my.
Kane Hospital was one of the largest in Los Angeles and one of the oldest. It had been a long time since I'd been there, but it wasn't a place you could forget. From above, it was laid out like a cross. Each wing coming out from the center, and each section had to be at least 10 stories tall. Each subsection was a different height, making it look like steps to the center, which rose 6 more floors above everything else. Attached to the top, and higher than the rest, a windowless block where no doubt the helicopter would be.
Jesus, it's all the way up there?
Well, where'd you think it was gonna be?
Lobby?
Yes.
I had no idea it was that big.
Does that change things?
It only makes things more difficult. This is all he could find.
Our scouts looked at the police stations, the airbase, the news center. I mean, this is the only one we could find so far. Do we have any other options?
I guess not. This is it.
Keep an ear on that radio for Saul. Let me know the minute you hear anything.
I can do that.
Any word?
No. Your son's still AWOL.
Well, he'll come back. That's what he does.
Well, if it takes much longer, we may not be here when he gets back.
If everyone goes, someone might want to stay behind.
What, you offering?
Don't get snippy with me. I'm just saying. Not everyone will be going, right? What are you going to do with that suspect killer you got locked up?
If we prove he did it, he'll stay. This place is a death sentence as it is.
Yeah, speaking of which, we took Pippin out back and burned him, like you said. I don't understand why, though.
That way nothing digs him up.
See, I don't know if that was necessary. Your journal said they dug up Cindy, but she already turned. And
other people said they took back bodies of people who weren't like them either.
But you can't prove they dug them up.
What are you now, the resident expert?
Would you stop being so damn snippy with me? I'm just trying to talk to you.
I'm sorry. I'm just stressed. We have a lot of people out there right now and a lot to still get done here.
I understand that, but it's no reason to get short with me.
Sorry. You were saying?
Now, have you read all the journals? All the details of what's been going on?
Some of them.
But not all.
Okay, so? What does that mean?
You know what? I will talk with you when you get your head screwed on straight. I'm going to help the others taking supplies over to the building next door.
For the other landing pad? I kind of need to know where you... I see where he gets it from now. Oh, shit, who?
Biters, maybe 20 or so.
Crap, Tanya, she was headed to the other building.
You could still catch her. Look, she's down in the parking garage.
Mama, she won't even see him.
Do you want me to...
parking garage gate was open no more than a foot, but she was nowhere in sight.
Tanya!
What are you doing?
I'm on guard duty. I'm guarding.
Okay, but stay behind me.
Close it?
Yes.
But we won't be able to get back in.
Do it.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. We made our way to the other building next door, where we planned for the second helicopter to land. We got to the door just in time.
We still need to grab the other jugs of water, so just stay close and watch your step coming out.
Michael?
Get back inside.
What's going on?
Did Tanya make it over here?
No, I haven't seen her.
Get inside. Lock the door. Don't open it until you hear back from us, okay?
Is everything okay? You need help?
No. Now go.
They might be underground to the other side.
Come on. We made our way around the tower, where we saw the group of them heading towards the perimeter of cars. They were massed together and moved as one in a way we've never seen before. In the lead of all of them, prominent amongst the rest, was one dragging something behind him, protecting it from others getting close.
There!
What are you doing?
Stopping them!
You idiot!
Got one.
Got three. Damn it! I can't hit the one in the center. Oh, where'd that come?
Come on!
Kelly? As several ran towards us, we kept shooting, but the one in the center kept getting further from us. He crossed right and took the now visible body of Tanya over the cars with him.
Two more down!
I'm going after her!
We'll catch up! Go!
Get back here! My second shot, I'd like to call it skill, but it was luck, hit the creature in the arm, only grazing it, but enough to make it drop the body. I kept running closer as it turned to see me. I took a moment to stop and aim, and saw its face behind long brown hair and dirty beard.
Randy!
I shot several times, but he had ducked behind a building faster than I could follow. I might have hit him again, but I couldn't tell. I was more focused on Tanya now.
We took care of the others. We should get back inside before we draw more in.
A few of those were burned. Did you see that?
I walked up slowly to Tanya's body, laying with arms stretched out behind her, a large red mark and puffy eye on the left side of her face.
Is she?
Check her eyes.
She's not turned. She's unconscious.
Stephen and I'll grab her. We need to get back inside.
They carried her back to the tower while I covered our rear. I had this eerie feeling we were being watched the entire trip back. We made it inside the tower just as more of them started to come from the surrounding buildings. Tanya was taken and handcuffed to the bed Saul was before. She didn't look turned, but she did have some bad scratches on her back. I didn't have time to check her fully as everyone rushed back to the guard room to check the monitors.
I just told the other building to hold up in the safe room over there until the roamers clear out.
Over the radio?
The walkie-talkies. I was cryptic, but they got the message.
How many out there now?
30, tops. Crazy. They're starting to take back the ones we shot. And look, more are coming.
I had Kelly go up and tell everyone else to go quiet, but it doesn't look like any are trying to get in.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
Nothing. I'm just checking something.
For that grabber one?
Yeah. I don't see him.
All right, zoom it out when you're done. I need to see everything.
Thanks for your help, by the way.
That was my job.
I was starting to think they might have been dying out.
If they can. These things look like they eat better than us.
Well, look what they eat. Cannibals.
Yuck. I think I'll pass. But is it cannibalism if they're just eating the ones we killed?
I don't know.
Look on the bright side. They don't look like they're going anywhere.
How's that a good thing?
You just got yourself a few extra guards for the tower.
Well, go on. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You want to come to the lobby at least?
In case there's no way we can get in or something?
Oh, all right, fine. But just remember, you have your walkie-talkie, so if something goes down, just tell us where you're at and what's going on.
Aren't you worried about someone overhearing us?
These are short-range and have a bucket load of channels. It's safer than the CBs. Come on.
Wait, I'm grabbing my bow.
You have a gun, too, right? Something that's a little more accurate.
Excuse me? You know that big one with the arrow in its eye? Remember who put it in there?
Clearly.
That's right, Fatty. It was me. And I can shoot better with this.
You didn't stop it, though. Maybe a bullet would have done better. And why does everyone keep making fun of my weight? I've lost quite a few pounds lately.
Compared to the rest of us, you're still plump. I mean, look at me. No more Buddha belly.
When all we have to eat is that cardboard food and work all day, yeah, that'll happen. You should see my abs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Focus. Game time, all right?
This is the lobby here?
I don't see any inside. Riley, you come through this way before?
Yeah. The pharmacy's down on the left hallway.
Clear on the inside. Come on. Careful where you step. Right hallway empty.
Same with the left. But I think we need to go down to the right.
I thought you knew. Lordy, look at that.
Crazy, huh?
The lobby didn't resemble that of a hospital, but rather that of a church. The hallways looked like any other medical facility, but the entrance room was like nothing I'd ever seen before. The high stone ceiling arched in the middle, with several paintings spanning the length of the room. Images of ancient healers through history were represented in one corner or another. I should have been focused on what was in the room, but I kept staring up.
Hey! Come on!
I don't think I came in this way before. I would have remembered that.
Okay, so it's old. Now let's get moving.
Hold up. There's some dried blood spots on the floor.
That was there last time.
I'm sure this place was packed after the initial attack. It may be just from that.
You two can head down that way now. We'll be outside.
Well, any pointers on where to go, since you've been here before?
We were only on the first floor and not very far. You'll have to check the map.
Wonderful. Come on, let's go.
Right behind you.
Use your walkie if you need us. Well, that was smoother than I expected. This place is a ghost town. What happened last time they had you so freaked?
One stalked us in the pharmacy and was about to call others when I put an arrow through its throat.
Damn, girl. You don't mess around.
Well, I'm good with short distances. But you, well, I can't do what you can with a gun.
Yeah, right.
Michael said you used to do competitions. I did too.
Long ago. That's old news.
Testing. Bert, you hear us? It's a bit of a maze, but so far so good. We're figuring it out. First couple floors were bloody messes, but after that it's pretty clean. This might not take very long.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You have to believe me. Last time was much worse. There was a bunch outside and more inside, too. They just aren't here right now.
Yeah, I believe you.
What are you doing?
Just something I was working on for a while. You know, we got time, and I figured I'd keep fiddling with it. I think it's just about finished. I'm just tying up some loose ends.
What is it?
I'll show you when it's ready.
Well, if we're taking a break.
Hey now, hold on. Michael told you no more drinking.
I'm not getting drunk. I'm just calming my nerves. I got a bronze archer once after putting away a whole bottle of this.
Yeah, but you didn't get gold, so put it away or I'm taking it.
And we were getting along just fine a minute ago.
We still can. Now just stop it.
Do you think this helicopter thing's worth it?
What, you mean having two? Well, it wouldn't hurt, even if we don't end up going to Fort Irwin.
No, in general, flying away and all.
Well, I don't follow.
We're just running away. We're always doing that.
Look, I hear you. But look at our other options.
Where?
I can't tell. Angel, you all right?
Yeah, why?
It's not from inside.
What floor are you on?
Like eighth, I think. Why?
You need to get out of there. Lots coming.
Obviously, turn around.
They're getting closer. Kalani won't make it down in time.
Change of plan. Stay there. We're coming up. Grab your bags.
The sound! They're coming from all around!
Go! Before they see us!
Where are you guys?
We'll tell you in a minute. Which way did you go?
Right hallway up the stairs.
Bert, come on! We have to keep going! They're not on this floor!
Hold on! I want to see outside! We headed out of the stairwell into the end of the hall, to a window that overlooked the street below. From every direction, they marched toward the hospital. Hundreds, maybe more, circling the building. Several carried bodies I thought to be dead. Others were being drug in. I think they were unturned and still alive. Two big ones walked amongst them as they fleeted toward the entrances. This was no mob flailing around, trying to attack blindly. This was an army.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Otto Sturck, Elisa Elliott, Kevin Flood, Jay Oligario, Scott Marvin, Blair Beihauer, Claire Doden, Shirley Jordan, I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Robertson, and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. We're Alive was created and produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen, zombie intern Grayson Stone. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Modern Myth production.